Hit record. We're recording. What are you doing?
Annie's fishing for something.
I'm not
Hello
fishing.
And welcome to show 15.
I'm not fishing.
What are you doing then? Is it actually show 15? Or
no,
it...
it's show 14.
Yeah, but I was superstitious last time, so I counted last show as 14.
Well, you're wrong.
Oh, your logic is wonderful.
You just can't things because you think you should.
But sometimes I can.
But that's cheating.
No. Oh.
Do you want to be a cheater, Colleen? Are you a cheater?
Yes.
Actually, I think I knew that already.
Do you know the stories about my cheating at board games when I was little? My cheating at playground games?
Not really.
There was a whole bunch. I figured out. I always thought that part of the game was figuring out how you could
cheat,
do better at the game.
Well, that is part of games. It's called strategy, but there's a line.
Strategizing. I think my coup d'etat.
Shut up. I think I cut that out of the other one.
No, you didn't. It was my editing show.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Never mind.
Because I said sans coup d'etat. Basically, a couple shows ago, Annie said coup d'etat. And
I didn't say coup d'etat.
I like
coup d'etat. Sounds like some kind of snobby lady's
it's
box.
Like, you know what it sounds
but it's
like?
Not coup d'etat. It's coup d'etat.
Coup d'etat sounds like, as opposed to nipple tassels, it sounds like buttocks tassels.
A butt tap?
No, coup d'etats. You have like two little tassels, one on each cheek.
Okay. Why don't you continue talking about your coup d'etat?
The best I ever
cheated. Your incorrect usage of that term.
I'm going to see how many times I could use it incorrectly in one show.
Didn't we already do this?
No, I just said how many times I could use a word, and I used it correctly. I used chesticles correctly.
You made chesticles up. You have total and complete control over when it is and is not
if
being used
If you Google the word
correctly.
Chesticles, we are the number one site, but we are not the only site. There's about, I think, 800 other sites.
Really?
That, yeah, there, it actually has what is that site called that everyone in the world is obsessed with but me? The Wiki? Winiki?
Wikipedia?
Wikipedia, yeah.
Winiki.
The yes. Winky Winky. The Winky Man site. It's just an animation of a guy that winks at you and goes, the Winky Man site.
So you're saying it has a Wikipedia entry?
For chesticles, I believe so.
And what
I
did it say?
I think it said something they talked about on Fluff Radio. No, I have no idea. I remember, but I was really bored one day, and when I get bored, I, of course, Google random words.
Yeah.
Were you the one that used to Google, like, things like beans, right?
Sure. I Google, like, poo or, like, I don't know, like, shithead's fun to Google because you get lots of pictures of people's pets.
No.
It's like a cat looking pissed off and it says shithead, you know, it's like...
But I didn't finish selling the store to you. All right, Annie, I'm gonna give you a discount on this store, 20% off if you order. So basically, I cheated really bad at the game Operation. What I would do is I would keep the battery cover off, and then I'd have a little like kind of so it's not really string, but it was like thicker than string. It was like a ribbon, and I basically had it like tied to the battery so that when I pulled it the slightest little bit, it would just make the little bit of disconnection between the two metal pieces, and then I would like go into like do it. And I wasn't when I cheated, I was always so proud of the fact that I cheated
that you'd give it away.
That I would not only give it away, but I'd like brag about it. Like I'd go in to get the funny bone and be like smack in the sides and be like, "Oh, can't get it!" Oh, and then I'd get it out, and they'd be like, "What the hell?" And then of course, when I got it out, I would casually like bump the little thing back underneath with my finger.
And how old were you when you did this?
God, I don't know.
Operation is like a game for really little kids, but if you're figuring out how to do that, it sounds like you're like older than
Well, I was 25.
Six.
It was last week in the office. My boss came into my office and said, "Colleen, we need to work on this operation together."
His blood cc's are at an all-time low.
Oh, God, no! His blood cc's are at an all-time low.
Cc's of blood.
Oh, no, not the cc's.
He needs 8 cc's of blood.
What is a c?
A cc?
Or a c?
A cubic centimeter.
Oh, what's a c? Just a centimeter?
Well, it could be cubic or centimeter, depending on if you're talking about the first c or the second c.
Wow, you know your c's.
I sure do.
Wow.
There's the Baltic and the Dead and the Red.
And the Fred.
Arabian
Nights, like Arabian days.
What song is that? Did you just make that up?
No, I didn't. It was from Aladdin, the Disney film of the same name.
I don't remember that song. I know all the songs in that.
Arabian Nights. It's at the beginning. Like Arabian days.
Oh, okay. I guess.
More often than not, it's hotter than hot. And a lot of good ways. Acha!
Oh, Disney films.
I wish I could actually, along with wanting the mustache tattoo on my finger, I want to install metal tips on my middle fingers and thumbs. So when I hit them together, it actually does make a cymbal sound.
I think it would make more like a clack sound. Which could be cool, too. You could be like, clackety clack, clack,
clack. That's kind of cool. Maybe I will do the clacks on those fingers, and then the other fingers install sound chips. So they'll, like, say things, and I could change them and be like, you know, Mr. T. And be like, I pity the fool when I clack together. So, like, I go up to someone and be like, oh, yeah, well, clack. And then it would say a catchphrase. I might even make up my own catchphrases. Maybe I'll make up my own catchphrase tonight. What should my catchphrase be?
I don't know. I was just thinking about the, like, stupid sound chips they always have on, like, Casio keyboards that are like, 1, 2, 3! Or, like...
kind of like what I have?
Yeah, I don't even remember.
1, 1, 2, 2!
What else do they say? They have, like, other really stupid phrases that are like... I can't even think of any. Anyway.
Oh! Is one of them. It's the chorus noise, which every person in choir sounds exactly like, oh! Like an old lady, like, that just had her ass pinched. And you get them together, and it's like a whole bunch of old ladies and some guy that's just got really fast pinching fingers.
Well, but this one time I went with my grandparents, they're church-going folk.
No, I thought you were going to say they're ass pinchers.
They may have been that, too. Anyway, so I went with them one time to this Christmas show at their church down in Huntington Beach, California.
Mm.
And, you know, a couple of times during the, like, show, you're supposed to, like, get up and sing, like, you know, I think it was that Is that it?
O Come All Ye Faithful?
No, that's not the right song. It's the one that goes like,
Jesus Hates Your Mama?
Gloria. That song. In Excelsis Deo. Who's Catholic and who's atheist here anyway?
Isn't that Gloria by Van Morrison?
No.
G-L-O-R-I-A, Van Morrison.
Gloria!
G-L-O-R-I-A.
Patti Smith covered that one time.
Did she?
Anyway, so there was this one little old lady.
What is that song? That's gonna piss me off.
What song?
The song we were singing.
The song I was just singing?
The Gloria song.
It's not called Gloria?
Well, the Van Morrison one was, but the church one, because I'm fairly Catholic by breeding.
Is it Angels We Have Heard on High? It totally is!
No, Angels
no, it
We
is.
Have Heard on High.
You know how come I know? Because Bitch and Animal have this song.
Oh, you're right.
And it's Angels We Have Heard Are High, and they sing Ganja.
Yeah. Bitch and Animal, that reminds me, there are a few bands out there that it's hard to get to because they're not
together anymore.
There's Bitch and Animal, which is one that we both knew of and liked and would like to have their songs on the show, but
Bitch is actually coming out with a new solo CD.
I hear that.
Sooner.
I hear that from you.
She's playing with Murray Hill this month.
Really?
I think on the 9th, actually, at Mo Pitkins.
Ooh. And in case you guys don't know who Murray Hill is, because I wonder how far Murray Hill's fame goes outside of...
beyond New York.
And beyond our apartment, I would say, actually. Our apartment building is the Murray Hill Fan Club Center. Murray Hill is a... would you say a drag king?
Yeah, but I just totally think of him as like a...
a middle-aged man.
Yeah, like, I never even think of him as being, like, a woman. It's just, he's just Murray Hill. He's, like, he's not even, like, from this time. He's totally from, like, the 50s or 60s.
Just bad jokes, hysterical little mustache.
Martini spilling.
Overweight guy with lots of little minions and bikinis. It was just very, he's awesome.
Are you friends with the Murrayettes?
Oh, the Murrayettes.
Yeah.
The other band, too, that, I played songs for you a couple weeks ago saying, oh, I'm going to ask these guys. They're called Little T and, well, they were called Little
and the
T
one track
and
mind.
One Track Mike.
Just kidding.
And
my piano.
That was a good one, Annie.
Shut up. Make me kick your shin.
No! Not my shins. They're my best feature. But Little T and One Track Mike, somewhere along the line, broke up. And they became a band called Homeschool, I believe, at that time, which is impossible to Google.
Oh, well, of course.
Yeah, and I finally was, like, able to track down an email address, and I got no response, but they had this amazing, amazing CD, and I can't get them. So if anybody knows who Little T and One Track Mike wound up being, or if you could send me an email address, or even better yet, send them a link to this show, that'd be awesome.
Deliver them to our doorstep?
Yes, my email address is colleen@fluffinbrooklyn.com. My apartment is the blue one with the flowers out front.
The super secret layer.
Just stop by, you know, say hi. Bring tri-flavored popcorn. That's my obsession.
I know.
Week. Oh, that shit's
actually
awesome.
You know what? I would be happy with bi-flavored popcorn.
Why does that sound dirty, but tri-flavored popcorn doesn't?
Because bi. You know.
Oh.
But they could completely do away with the caramel corn as far as I'm concerned. Give me the like. What?
What?
It's like the only one I never touch. I'm all about the cheese and the butter, but like.
No, you gotta mix them. There's the cheese were meant to be eaten at the same time as the caramel. Actually, drank.
You're sick.
Wow.
Those little barriers in the tin for a reason.
Not at the bottom, Annie. At the bottom, everybody mingles like they should. At least in the cheap cans. I used to eat so much of that growing up after Christmas, and it was because...
Yeah, because it goes on sale.
Yeah, exactly. My mom would buy, like, 6 tins.
Wow.
And not only that, but if they
They're not even tins. They're, like, barrels.
Yeah. I used them as garbage pails for the rest of the year, so my garbage pails growing up were always Santa Claus. Like, year-round. But not only did she buy them after Christmas because they were on sale, but she would find out the dented ones. The ones that are, like, severely dented and get, like, an extra discount on top of the already, like, this is really stale popcorn discount.
Yeah.
So we had, like, I don't know, like, 50 cents for this, basically a vat.
A drum.
A vat of tri-flavored popcorn.
Well,
do people normally call them tri-flavored? I feel like I might have coined that.
Possibly.
Oh, man.
Assorted popcorn. I knew what you were talking about immediately upon you were saying it.
It's a good phrase. A good phraseology.
For delicious popcorn.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
I think it may almost be time.
For our first
and extremely exciting...
Yes! Song.
We sound so corny when we get off.
Wow! Can't wait for this. Really awesome. Wow. Oh, my God.
No, but really, guys, they're worth all the pomp and circumstance.
And both of that. I was trying to think of what the third would be.
Pomp and circumstance and... Hullabaloo.
Hullabaloo. They're worth all the hullabaloo in my cabinet. And I've got a cabinet full of it.
I bet you do. You would.
Yeah, full of hullabaloo. For some reason, I can imagine what that looks like. A cabinet full of hullabaloo.
And?
I need a sketch pad. Maybe I'll sketch it while we listen to this song.
Okay.
All right. Well, this song is called... Annie, would you like to announce the name of the song?
It's called Lost Freshman.
Yes.
And it's from the album Palomar 3, Revenge of Palomar.
Dun dun dun.
Yeah.
I love the fact that whenever the songs are... whenever we record these, we always... we record the introductions and we have to plug in the songs later because we do continuous recording. And whenever we introduce a song, we always leave this little bit of silence so we could find the spot to plug in the song later. And Annie and I do the same thing every time, which is we announce a song, and then we just stare off into space.
With our mouths wide open.
As if we're seeing the song go around the room in a round room fashion.
I don't think I ever sit there with my mouth closed, though. I think every time I'm always like,
aww.
Get my mouth open.
As if you're singing in your head.
Catching flies.
Have you ever caught a fly?
In my mouth?
Yes.
Yes.
Me too.
Playing baseball as a child.
Mine was motorcycling.
I didn't know you'd been motorcycling.
I was only on the front of a motorcycle, if it says how small I was when that happened.
You mean you weren't driving? No. Usually the person in the front is the driver.
I meant I was, like, in front of the driver.
Yeah.
There we go. I forgot. I guess that didn't sound as dramatic. Like, Annie, I was a badass. I... wrote it. Actually, I guess that would make me a badass.
I was gonna say.
I would have a bad
You're
ass.
You're confusing me.
Lumpy, lumpy ass. Yeah, so I was like 8 last time I was on a motorcycle. And I just remember smiling, this big stupid smile, and just getting a bug, like, right in my, like, lip. And,
like, get flossed.
Yeah, not only that, but, like, I have one of those things where, you smile, and it's about 40% teeth and 60% gums. That really, really attractive. Like, my teeth stopped growing when I got them at like 2 months old. I don't know. How old are you when you get teeth? Not 2 months. That's a little
early, right? I think older than that.
I should ask my mom when I started biting her. I don't know. But basically, I feel like
it's probably not that your teeth are small so much as that your gums just come down over them.
No, they actually are very small. Look at them. Are you looking?
I'm looking at them, but your gums could be up higher.
I had a couple pulled, and they're actually very small. And she even said, I think it's mostly because I lost all my baby teeth before I was in fourth grade. Like, most people start losing their teeth, like, you know, second grade, and it goes for a while. But, like, I had, by the end of, like, third grade, I had all my adult teeth. But I still had this very little frame, so. And that's when I got my braces and made all my friends in the world.
I had braces, too, but only on the top. And I had headgear that I had to wear at night. That was hot.
As long as you didn't have to wear it to school.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't. I was in, like, middle school by that point.
I would get my braces with the brown little thing so it would match my unibrow.
And everything that was in the braces?
Yes.
I would totally, because I didn't get mine off till like, 10th grade or so, and so I would totally, like, get mine the school colors or, like,
pictures of, like, people you had crushes on.
At Christmas, I'd get, like, green and red.
Yeah. Now kids don't do that kind of stuff. They get...
Clear.
Yeah, that's not as much fun.
That was an option when I had braces, but it was gross because it always got, like, yellowy really fast.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It just looked like you had gross teeth rather than just braces.
Well, they have the things, too, that they can wear the braces behind the teeth.
Well, yeah. Well, I think that was... It had been invented when I had braces, but it was, like, mad expensive.
For the ritzy people.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear the story about me and my braces?
I don't know. There's probably more than one story, I would venture to say.
Yeah.
But, I don't know.
What's
the story? Go ahead and tell it.
Story is that it? So the story is, crap, I repeated myself. Scrolling right along.
Scrolling, keep those doggies scrolling. Scrolling, ride.
Pick them up, put them down, wrap them around your head.
Do-si-do.
And end the song. So, the story is that I got my braces for free, and I didn't know this until, like, 2 years ago.
How?
Basically, what happened was, we didn't have much money growing up. I grew up a poor black child, to use a...
I'm so cutting that out.
Actually, a Steve Martin line. You know, I wasn't always as lucky. I started out a poor black child. Oh. But we could totally, please cut that out. Oh my god.
Because me not having known that, it was kind of a little offensive.
Okay, well, at least I didn't talk about albino Eskimos being deficient.
It's empty, it's okay.
Oh, I can't control my arms.
I'm glad we recorded the greatest woo sound of all time.
Thank you. Oh, dear. Oh, I had a little baby. well, the story is...
I shat more bees.
We were in the office, and I had such atrocious teeth when I was little. I had this massive gap between my two front teeth, which made me extremely popular on Mashed Potato Day. I was known as...
I know where this is going. You were like the Play-Doh factory.
I was known as the Play-Doh factory. That's what they called me. And, like, you know, people would crowd around and I'd, like, stick it in my mouth and make it, like, go out with the curly. And it was really cool until, like... Well, actually, no. It was still cool when I got my braces. I was actually bitter about getting my braces because I was like, what the hell's wrong with my teeth? Like, you know Madonna's gap? Like, multiply that by, like, 3. And that was my gap. And I loved it.
Could have fit a whole new tooth.
Oh, yeah, totally. Could have fit 2 new teeth. It looked like somebody just knocked out my front teeth. So I had to get braces, and they basically, you know, they sent me to the orthodontist to find out what the worst thing would happen if I didn't get braces, because we couldn't afford it. I mean, we could barely afford the regular dentist. And we got there, and, you know, he was just saying all this stuff, like, you know, this is really going to affect, you know, her jaw, this is going to affect this and that, because I had a lot of other stupid problems. And, then we were in the waiting room as my sister went in to get her little reading in. Her reading. Yeah, my orthodontist...
is a psychic?
Yeah, he used tarot cards. He's like, no,
Keep your mouth closed.
Say that again.
Tarot cards?
Tarot?
Is that what they're called?
Tarot.
Oh. Yeah, but those, no, you're thinking the kind that psychics use. I'm talking about the kind that orthodontists use.
Oh. those are actually made of carrots.
Yes.
And that's why they call them tarot.
little smiley face for, like, you know, marriage, and, like, a frowny face for death. Into little carrot sticks. So as he was reading my carrot sticks, he was reading my sister's carrot sticks, which for some reason sounds dirty.
Totally does.
When I said he was reading my carrot sticks, it didn't sound dirty, but
I had the same experience.
But, so he was in there. And his receptionist was her first day on the job, and someone was giving her a really hard time. I forget what exactly it was, but she was, like, screaming at her, and the receptionist was bawling her eyes out. And my mom got up and said, you know, like, calm down, and she basically broke up a fight.
Mm-hmm.
And the orthodontist, he was done with the carrots. He came out. I'm sorry. I just have this image of, like, if you knew him, that's just so much funnier. Dr. Silver, which I thought was the funniest name for an orthodontist as a little kid.
Kind of funny.
His name's Silver.
Because he puts silver stuff in your mouth.
My braces. But he saw this happen, and he walked up to my mother, and she had talked to him before and saying, you know, we're just here for a carrot reading. Nothing more. I don't even know what to call it, but just here for a checkup? Just here for a possible what's going to happen to my daughter's head?
An assessment?
That sounds like I'm a couch.
Well, no, there's a word. It's just you keep talking and I can't think of it.
Okay, well, if you think about it, just scream it and then jump up and down and dance.
Oh, I will. I will.
Oh, you know it. So, he walked up to my mom and he was like, you will never pay for anything in this office.
That's pretty nice.
And I went to that orthodontist. That was in second grade I started going because my teeth were that bad at that point. From second grade until I graduated high school, I went to this orthodontist at least once a month. And I had braces from like fourth to sixth grade and I had no idea we weren't paying.
Yeah.
So me and my sister got braces. She got braces twice because she didn't wear her retainer. actually, she did. The funnier part is she did wear her retainer and I didn't. I lost mine for a couple months right after I got it. And I just kind of like, oops. Then I went to put it back on. Didn't really fit. But for some reason, they straightened all together. So my retainer didn't fit, but my teeth are fine.
Yeah.
So I always thought that was really cool. And for some reason, my mom didn't tell us until recently. She was like embarrassed. But it's such an awesome story.
Yeah, it was a pretty good story.
Like, oh, Dr. Silver. Dr. Silver.
Nice. Yeah, I still can't think of what that word is.
I wanted you to dance. What's up to your feet?
Anyway. Woo, what?
You can dance if you want to.
You can leave your friends behind. Because your friends don't dance. And if they don't dance, then they're no friends of mine. Sorry. You don't know that song?
I do.
The safety dance.
I do. I was imagining people safely dancing around my apartment.
In men's sizes or women's sizes?
Ladies.
11s.
Doe! I have tap shoes in my living room that are 10s.
Yeah.
We can cut holes for your toes.
We can cut toes out.
We can cut the holes, but keep the leather. And then when my friend Megan wants them back, we'll just put the holes back on.
Well, put the leather back on the holes. Yes.
Yes. Put the toes back. Yes. Annie and I both had long weeks.
Yeah, tell me about your long week.
It started on Monday. And then it, like, went for days.
Yeah.
And then it ended. Actually, no, it didn't end. I have to go to work tomorrow morning.
Yeah, it didn't end.
That's tomorrow morning,
as simplified as that was.
2 days ago morning.
Yeah, Saturday morning.
Yeah, Saturday morning. I have to be at my office at 7, which means I have to leave my apartment before 6 to make sure I get there by 7, which means I have to be awake before 6, which is tough because I usually wake up. I'm supposed to leave my apartment at 8. I usually wake up at 7:55. And that's going to be tough tomorrow. But, I'm trying to think if there's anything exciting about my week that actually happened.
Yeah, I don't really have anything exciting to tell about my week.
Just crap.
It was just really long. I just had 3 12-hour days. No, I do 12-hour days and a 13-hour day.
Whoa.
And the other days were 9 hours, which is normal.
Oh, I was going to say, I usually have 24-hour days, so that's actually not that bad. Get it? Yeah, that's really shitty, though.
Yeah. I don't get paid overtime. I don't get shit.
Well, that's probably...
I just get more work to do.
So if you're planning on ordering cards, don't.
Yeah.
You're going to give Annie crap to do.
Yeah. And if you do order cards, don't give me no crap.
Yes.
You're going to get your cards, they're going to look the way we want them to look, and you're going to get them whenever we're done printing them.
Yeah. You move fucking that A. random holiday that's not Christmas away, and you don't get married because we didn't... I don't know. That's the way I trash talk. I'm not very good at it. I'm only good at typing out trash talk. Like, yeah. I used to play Quake with a guy at my floor in college that we were on opposite ends of the hallway. Whoa, I hit the microphone!
Get that gesticulation under control.
We were at opposite ends of the hallway, and it was just enough that we could kind of, like, yell to each other trash talking. And so he would yell trash talking while he played. And I would type trash talking because it was a feature. So I would just go and find the most remote place to hide. And I'd, like, hide under a table in this game. And I would never try to find him. And I'd never even collect weapons or bullets. I would just trash talk and, like, hope it took him a while to find me. I'd be like, oh, I have, like, 2 bullets. Maybe I'll see his feet. I'd be like, ha-ha! You dirty mama boy.
I don't think I've ever played that.
Quake. I think Quake is out of date.
Probably. If you played it in college, it's, like, 5 years old by now.
Yes.
It's a whole new world out there now. To bring up yet another song from Aladdin. Speaking of songs, it's time for song number 2 by Palomar, which is a lot better than this song that Colleen is singing. It's called Planiac.
I used to sing that song. Do you ever see Toys?
I hate that movie.
Most people do.
That movie scares the hell out of me.
It's got LL
I don't like any movies where Robin Williams is scary.
Which is every movie Robin Williams has ever been in.
No. No, it's not. No.
Actually, he was in Aladdin.
He was in... He's not scary in Aladdin.
Sorry, that's only funny if you saw the face I did.
He's scary, like, in that movie where he's the old man that, like, develops film and he's, like, a killer.
1 hour photo.
Yeah, like, movies where he's, yeah, like, a bad guy.
Ah. What other movies was he a bad guy in?
There's, like... 2 or 3. I don't know. I like my happy, cuddly Robin Williams being silly. I don't like scary Robin. No, no.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, again, the album is called Palomar 3, Revenge of Palomar.
Revenge. And their website is simply www.palomar, and that is Palomar, theband.com. Palomartheband.com.
Cool.
And Palomar has gotten... I actually... My story with Palomar is they are absolutely my favorite local band. They really are. I've been to more shows of theirs than any other band in the hood. The first time I saw them, they were opening, I can't even remember what band it was, but there was, I think, 5 bands playing that night, and there was no one on the floor. You know, they were the very first band to play. And I was standing next to this woman, and she was just kind of bobbing her head. You know, we were 2 of the only people that were actually near the stage, because, like, I always feel bad for the opening band, so I go up there. And we're bobbing hearts, and I was like, yeah, I really like this. And she said, you do? That's my daughter. And it was just the cutest thing. So I was just aww, like, aww. So that was my story. And now you go there, and it's insanely packed. And they're usually, you know, the band at the end. So that's I'm very proud of them.
Yeah, good for them.
Me and their mother had something to do with their success. I think their mother might have more to do with their success than me.
Maybe a bit.
And I like the way I act as
un
if
piquito.
They're a giant family. Palomar, a.k.a. the Von Trapps. They all, they wear matching clothes made out of
Lederhosen.
Yes, yes, yes.
No, that's Gone with the Wind.
Lederhosen?
Lederhosen. Didn't we talk about Lederhosen before? Do you know what Lederhosen is? You totally don't know what Lederhosen is.
I know the term. I know.
Colleen,
it's
this is
word.
One of those things that you would love. It's that stuff. It's like the high water pants with the little overall thing. Yeah,
it's yodeling gear. That's what it's called.
Lederhosen.
Why do you think they wear Lederhosen? Do you think it pulls
I have
up
no
anything
idea.
To make higher octaves?
I don't know. I've never put on Lederhosen, and I don't intend to. And even if I did, I don't have nads.
You hear here, folks.
You heard it here first.
Yes, or maybe second.
Palomar always reminds me of this Mexican food place in Santa Cruz. Santa Cruz, I said that
word.
Is
it called Palomar?
No. They just play Palomar's music all day.
They had a song that reminded me of a burrito.
No, it's the name of the restaurant is Palomar.
A failed relationship.
Anyway, oh my god.
It reminds me of burrito.
I'm really happy to say that none of my failed relationships remind me of burritos. Anyway, so.
One of mine does.
Oh god, we're never getting into the song.
We could have put the song in a while
ago. Colleen almost just wiped out.
Okay.
Now you're under control? All right,
well, without further falling off chairs, or which we probably edited that part out.
Maybe I think you're going to have a hard time editing that out because you're like mid-sentence.
I was.
Anyway, so this song is called Planiac. Enjoy.
I think I'm all nervous tonight because I like this band too much. I'm like afraid of saying.
You're like, I hate that girl. If you ever see her at the show.
The Tigers and Monkeys people are definitely going to listen because she was so excited about the idea. She's like, this is awesome. I listened to your other ones. I like it.
Yeah.
It's like, cool. So, again,
speaking of which, yeah, next week is Tigers and Monkeys. And that you just heard was.
Palomar!
Yeah.
Yeah, so next week is.
Tigers and Monkeys.
Crap. I'm on repeat. Yes, and we have actually a very exciting week after that. Do we want to tell people who's our musical guest after that, or do we want to make it a surprise? We already put it on the forum.
Yeah, I guess we have to tell them.
Yeah. So after that, and this is kind of a funny story of how we picked them, was Annie gave me a mix CD when I was going away to that sounds so cute! Totally not that way.
Colleen was going on a trip, and Annie gave you a mix CD to listen to on the plane, so you wouldn't be all alone.
Me a mixtape.
Yeah, do you even have a Walkman anymore?
Of course I do.
No, I probably do too, but it's probably buried in my closet somewhere.
My Walkman I bought off of eBay because they had, a guy was proving that you could drop it off a roof without breaking it.
Oh.
But it was brand new, but he had, like, bought, like, this giant vat of them or something, and he was, like, selling 60 at a time on eBay, and there was this little thing that you can click on and watch him stand on his own roof and drop the Walkman off. And it was like, it's fine! So that's how I bought my Walkman.
Were they all
so
the same model, or were they different models?
Yeah, it was this Sony sports thing with this metal side. It was, like, the heaviest Walkman ever.
Yeah.
And I always thought it was great because it was, like, the kind that strapped to your hand when you ran, so I always felt like I was, like, weightlifting.
Lopsidedly?
Yes. Well, occasionally I'd, like, switch hands and stuff. Okay. But, I have no idea what I was saying before that. Oh,
I give you a mix CD.
Oh, crap. So that's
I'm cutting that out.
That's what I was saying before that. So Annie gives me this CD, and I'm, like, listening to it, and, you know, it was a bunch of Prince songs, so I was saying, I don't have enough Prince, which was all legally bought and distributed.
Of course.
Yes.
Okay. I wouldn't steal from Prince.
No.
He's poor. He needs my money. He makes so much less money than I do.
Yeah, he's...
That and his record company.
I mean, look at the clothes he wears. He obviously can't afford
that he's not even affiliated with anymore.
Yes. I don't know. But, so she gave me the CD, and there's this a couple of songs on it that I really, really got into to the point that I would listen to, like, one song on repeat for, I think it was like an hour straight I listened to Girl Anachronism. And, so I got back and I was like, oh, this band's so great. I'm going to write them an email. And I find their website, write them an email, never thinking. And I get back and I was like, oh, Annie, I wrote that band, you know, the Dresden Dolls, an email. And Annie gets his face like, do you know who they are? And I was like, no. And then it winds up they're this massively big band with this huge following that I had no idea.
Yeah, I think they're currently opening for Nine Inch Nails.
They did at one point. I don't know if they still are.
Oh, maybe not still, but
yeah. But they were at one point. And they wrote back a really nice little email, and they said yes. So on the 19th, we are going to have the Dresden Dolls.
Yeah!
On the show!
Woo!
Woo! That's excited. Awesome. And I'm an idiot. I really don't know anything.
That's okay. I mean, because, you know, maybe we wouldn't have written them.
That's true.
We didn't know. I mean, it's sad, too, because, you know, like, we like our other bands just as much. We're just as impressed, but, you know, fame is an intimidating thing.
And also, like, I like the idea of showcasing people that, you know, are fantastic, fantastic bands, but haven't gotten
the
recognition they deserve. Yeah, and I mean, I didn't know who the Dresden Dolls were, and that must mean that there's a lot of other people out there that don't know who they are.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not like Nirvana or something.
Oh, why don't we send them an email?
Good idea.
Okay.
You could use your tarot cards.
Where are my carrots? I'm going to make carrot cards. I wish I had a bag of carrots right now.
Yeah.
I would totally make carrot cards to have as our promo picture.
Well, next time we have a party,
time.
You should get some sort of non-lethal markers and make tarot cards.
I actually, if you were going to be around the week after December, I am hoping to do
the week after December? You mean the first week of January?
No.
What do you mean the week after December? The week after Christmas?
Yes!
Oh.
You win!
Christmas, December, totally synonymous.
They are. They're homonyms.
I'm not even gonna, like, pretend to argue with that. Because that's clearly correct.
Yes.
And I have no chance of arguing with that kind of insane logic.
But, I want to have a 24-hour arts and crafts project party. Meaning, have you ever heard of 24-hour comics?
Everybody stays awake for 24 hours.
Yeah. 24-hour comics is this thing that started, it's actually, I believe, April 23rd every year, and you're not supposed to go in there with any ideas, about a comic to do. And in the very beginning, they give you, like, a couple topics either to write about, or sometimes they give you just a title and then to base a comic on that, and you have 24 hours to complete 24 full pages of a comic.
Hmm.
And it's this big. It's become fairly big, and there's, like, competitions, and there's compilations of the best 24-hour comics of the year every year and things like that. So my friend Carol, who does the website, she does 10,000 drawings, which if you go on the Fluff in Brooklyn link page, her thing is there. She's the top one because I love it so, so much, but she really wants to do one. So I was like, I'll keep you up for 24 hours. So I have to decide what exactly I'm going to do, but I figured since not all my friends draw, people can do different things. Like my friend Marianne, she's probably going to do a 24-hour scarf, meaning she starts knitting at the very beginning, and she just keeps knitting and knitting and sees how long she can make one scarf in 24 hours straight.
That's kind of cool.
I was thinking I might do 24 hours drawing giraffes. I will just see how many giraffes I could draw in 24 hours straight.
I think you're going to go insane doing that.
I know. Yeah,
I think I would totally kill myself. You might want to do something a little broader.
Well, I was thinking I might do 24 hours editing the book I'm working on, but that's not as much fun. That's probably the better choice because it's productive. But
maybe something in between the two.
Yes, 24 hours. Actually, maybe 24 hours woodworking because that's a lot vaguer.
Yeah.
Oh, I do like the idea of the scarf. That's just awesome.
I like the scarf, too.
Yeah.
That, I mean, she'll probably go insane doing that, too, but it'll...
Oh, totally.
At least you'll have, like, this long scarf at the end of the day, and it'll be, like, really neat to see. Then it'll get, like, more and more messy as the day goes on.
Oh, completely. And she said she wanted to do it, like, thin scarf so that it would really go really fast.
Yeah.
So, and then she'll be able to take out the string and still use the yarn afterwards. But what would you do if you were going to a 24-hour craft party?
I don't know. I mean, I think it would be cool... I don't know. Like, I guess my immediate reaction is that I wouldn't want to have a one thing that I had to do for 24 hours. I would just want to do, like,
a bunch of stuff.
Crafts for 24 hours.
Yeah, that's what I think I may just wind up doing myself. But I kind of, like...
I mean, I just need to do, like, one thing. I guess I just don't know of anything that I would want to do for that long that wouldn't make me, like, really bitchy.
Maybe I'll chew on a piece of gum for 24 hours because I've never made it past 20 minutes.
Yeah, no,
I always
gross.
Swallow it.
Ew, why would you swallow it?
I don't mean to. It's just gone suddenly.
Don't chew gum anymore, Colleen. Didn't you ever hear about the lady who had like a 6-pound wad of gum in her stomach?
That's a fib's tale.
It's totally true.
It's a fib's tale.
Okay, for one thing, it's called a wives' tale. Or a fib. Not a fib's tale.
I know this guy named Fib, and he made up that story. Bastard.
In which case, it would be Fib's tale and not a Fib's tale.
Well, he tells a lot, so you have to...
It would be one of Fib's tales. You can't save yourself, Colleen.
I'm falling down the hole of illogical thought.
Fib.
Oh, there's the bottom. I fell. And he backed up into the... If you really fall, I'll feel kind of guilty. Down a hole. It's been a while. You know, it's been a very long time since Annie and I talked in stupid voices.
It has. It doesn't.
I did the same voice you did. I'm just going to repeat whatever stupid voice you come up with. Ready, go.
Well, I don't know if you can do that.
If I can do that. That's not even close.
That lasted a long time.
Wait, we're having a voice off.
Yeah.
How about this voice?
How about this voice?
Oh, she's good.
Oh, she's good.
Oh,
Okay, I can't do the wheeze.
She can't do the easy one. I didn't even mean to do.
I shouldn't have even tried to copy it.
Annie can't laugh like me. Annie has a normal laugh. She's not
I don't have a normal laugh. I just can't wheeze. Some people have wheezy laughs, and I can't do it.
I have a wheezy laugh?
Well, just that, what you just did there, like... I can't do that. I like squeak.
That's like a sumo laugh.
I totally can't do it.
Ow. I think I broke something in the innards of me. In the innards.
In your testicles.
In my testicles. Which, I'm going to pause this for a second. As I was saying, the word chesticle has a definition, according to these other websites, which I did not know of when I started using it that show. And,
right.
According to these sites, it's a man boob.
Yeah.
But I don't believe it. And actually, I was very disappointed because I realized while searching, if you go to chesticle.com, which was one of the sites I came up, it's not about chesticles at all. It's somebody's, like, home page. It's like, chesticle.com. It's webshell4, IMP mail client, change your pop password. Like, I don't even know what that has to do with chesticles.
Yeah, it doesn't have anything to do with chesticles.
That's sad.
What a bastard.
Yeah. Because of him.
We should be website pirates them. And, like, go overtake people's... Have a coup d'etat, if you will. An actual coup d'etat.
We're going to get some coup d'etats.
The correct meaning of the term.
Stick them on our butts, and then...
You've heard of, like, a coup, right? C-O-U-P.
Wait, was that the monkey in Aladdin?
No, that was Abu.
I know, I just wanted to bring up Aladdin one more time. Yes.
So I can pant, but I can't, like, chest wheeze.
I don't even know what to say.
And you can dance if you want to.
You can leave your friends behind. Your coup d'etat.
God, what the fuck were we talking about? Chesticles or something? Shit.
Yeah, what were we talking about? Oh, website pirating.
Oh, yeah. I wish we could, like, go take over all the, like, people who have really cool domain names and...
And just kick them.
Put them to good use, because there's no reason to have, like, a cool site like chesticle.com and just not use it for anything.
Yeah, not only that, like, at least if you're going to have nothing on it, make the colors better. This is, like, gray and blue.
Yeah.
Boo, chesticle people.
Yeah.
Boo, chesticles. Maybe chesticles.com isn't taken. I'm nervous about hitting return.
Yeah, we might see some man boob pictures here. Actually, we see some lady boob pictures. People...
No, we didn't! We didn't see anything!
I wouldn't recommend going to testicles.com.
Okay, we're taking that part out of the show.
Why? For your mom's gonna listen to it?
You have boobs!
So what? You've got boobs too!
I don't! I got them removed! These are potato chips! Oh, I like referencing things we haven't actually talked about.
I wasn't going to say anything, but yeah.
Oh. Okay, so I think it's probably time to go.
I think it's high time to go. I think it's shit. It's like, yeah. That's not too bad. That's good.
So, yeah. This is Colleen A. Venable saying I need to cough. Let me do that again. I can never think of what to say anymore.
Me neither.
This is Colleen F. Venable saying, I decided I need a catchphrase. Something catchy. And in a phrase form. If you would like, you could go to the Playground Ghosts forum, which is just playgroundghosts.com, and which encases me and Annie.
And encases you.
I am trapped in the website. You must press buttons and I'll pop out.
Clap! Clap if you want Colleen to live!
Here we have everyone. Okay,
look
so that's
how loud I am. What an asshole. Sorry, come on.
So I don't think I ever actually totally mentioned about the site, which is playgroundghost.com, and it is me from Fluff in Brooklyn and Annie from Fluff in Brooklyn, and it is Chris Yates from Reprographics and Steve Hogan from Acid Keg and David Malky ! From Wondermark and crap, you know what? I can't do this because I can't pronounce Chris's last name.
Well, you've mentioned it once before anyway.
I didn't, actually, because I missed two of the names.
What, you have to plug all of them into the show?
I guess not.
Well, no. I mean, you can if you want to, but...
So, playgroundghost.com, go there, go to the fluff forum, and I want someone to give me a catchphrase that I say at the end of every single episode, because, you know what? By the time I get to the end of the episode, I don't want to say another sentence.
This is Annie Sanders saying, I'm exhausted.
I'm exhausted.
That'll be mine.
Is that your catchphrase?
Maybe.
So there's going to be dolls.
This is Annie Sanders, and I'm exhausted.
Woo! And you have to get, like, a hand motion. That's actually good, the one where you slam your hands down on the armrests, and yeah. You just shake a lot, like you're a wet dog. I'm exhausted.
Don't all, like, try to tell me how to say my catchphrase.
Is there going to be dolls that you press the stomach, and their arms go down, and they go, I'm exhausted.
Maybe. Well, you know... Okay, we're trying to end the show and everything, but I just have to go into this.
Yes.
I'm such an old man. I have old man hats. I have an old man pillow.
Yes. And I think that's why we get along so well, because I really like old men.
You're kind of an old man, too, in some ways.
Yes.
Anyway, and so...
What?
I'm exhausted. It's like,
I'm exhausted. I forgot to take my pills.
It's a great old man thing to do.
And my underwear.
I always take my underwear.
I take them with me on my... Kudita.
Good night.
Good night.